Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Okay, daddies, it is Alex and Sophia back at it again.
Happy day after Christmas.
This is such a sad time.
It is. It's always a little bit sad the day after Christmas.
It's just a little anticlimactic because it's like we lead up to all of that. Mm-hmm. And then you get your presents from Santa.
Daddy.
And now it's over. But
we have goddamn New Year's to look forward to.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, Sophia and I are going somewhere a little tropical to get our tan on. But this episode is going to be a little bit shorter because, well, Sophia and I are, unfortunately, she's in Utah. I'm in Pennsylvania right now.
But we have...
we've got a little something.
We do have a little something.
A little raunchy donchy.
All I have to say is biz nasty, ladies and gentlemen.
For those of you who don't know what biz nasty means, because I know a lot of our Call Her Daddy audience is not even from Barstool. So biz nasty is this guy's nickname. His real name is Paul Bissonnette. He has the Spit and Chicklets podcast that is one of our biggest shows here at Barstool.
It's great.
So we were lucky enough to sit down with him,
chat
with him. You guys will hear the interview. I think he was a little nervous.
We had an amazing collaboration. There were some, you know, uncomfortable moments, some great moments. We laughed, we cried.
We got naked.
Yeah.
As you guys know, Call Her Daddy, we are a very specific podcast, guys. Not a lot of people can hang with the Daddy Gang. I think Paul did a great job. We're going to play the clip for you guys because it's been so highly requested.
Yes.
Enjoy, sit back, relax.
Mm-hmm.
Here is our interview. Here. All right, Daddy Gang, we have a visitor, Paul Bissonnette.
I don't get offended by anything.
That's a beautiful name,
well,
sir.
That's perfect for this podcast that you don't get offended.
Absolutely. So today you're just going to be Biz Daddy, just on brand for us. So why do you think people think that we should collaborate? Like, what was it? Because as far as
I have a bit of a history.
Okay.
When I played, I was pretty vocal about what was going on in the back, behind the scenes.
Okay.
I told a story on our podcast that was a little aggressive. I just have to be weary that I do work with an NHL team, and anyone listening, I don't, you know, when I speak, I speak for myself. I don't speak for the team.
Yep.
And I think they're well aware that of the things that have gone on in my life, and they embrace me for who I am, but they also are like, yo, you can't be
No, I think that's
going hardcore.
Yeah,
although
absolutely.
This may get hardcore.
Can we ask if the story was the House of No Return?
I've told that on the Spit and Chicklets podcast. Long story short, we went up going to this place called Pussycat Lounge. I ran into an old girl that I used to hook up with and briefly had a conversation. Then 5 minutes later, some beautiful woman comes strolling over and taps me on the shoulder.
A hotter girl.
I don't want to sound shallow.
Hottest broad you've ever seen.
The other one was attractive. This one was like, whoa. Like,
okay.
I'm like, why is this strange woman coming up to me? Like, maybe she could feel the energy coming off our table because we had 10 guys out. We were celebrating. Obviously, we look like athletes. And she went right to it. She's like, hey, I'm such and such's friend. Like, what are you doing after? And I'm like, oh, like, probably just going home. And she's like, no, why don't you come over to our place? We have, like, stripper poles, sex toys.
Oh, love that.
Like, just, like, right into it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. So we ended up driving this place in an Uber, and it took forever. It was, like, an hour away. And it was aggressive. There was, like, fucking techno music blaring through the house. There was other girls that were not at the bar that were at the house, like, waiting.
Love it.
And then things escalated. Okay. And there was, like
orgies.
Yeah, like, I'm heterosexual. I don't mess with guys. I don't, if you're a guy and you like guys, I don't care. Be happy, whatever. You know, yeah. I'm very liberal when it comes to the sexual mindset.
Right.
And it escalated through the night, and last thing that ended up happening was I was on this big leopard print beanbag chair, and the guy who was, like, I would say a common law slash married to the girl who came up, the smoke show, well, he was getting a blowjob on the other side of this huge beanbag chair, and I was on this side by someone else, and the wife says, hey, Dan, is it okay? And I kind of overheard that, and he said, whatever makes you happy, and she came
over
and, like, gave the other one the shoulder tap, and I could feel his eyes in the back of my head though while she was performing, and it made me very uncomfortable.
Oh, it did.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. He's might be saying that, I would assume, just to keep her happy, because, you know, like, not to sound shallow, but she was like a fucking 10.
Right.
And, you know, maybe he wasn't a 10.
Well, because you know about, like, cuckolding. Like, guys think it's hot to watch, like, their girl fuck another guy in front of them. Like, do you think that was the situation, or maybe?
No, I think that it was he gets to have his cake and eat it too. And maybe she wanted a piece of my action. And it was like, yo, like, you get enough. I do enough for you. Now it's my turn. And where I didn't want to hurt him to feel like, oh, shit, my wife wants to do that to him instead of me. That makes me uncomfortable because, you know, I'm not a mean person.
And, yeah.
Well, that was kind of awkward, getting a blowjob in front of another guy's girl.
I could see that.
Getting a blowjob from another guy's girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you uncomfortable? Because I think there are some guys that wouldn't give a shit, but, like, you were kind of a little on edge about it.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. I think the aura in the room had kind of changed, and everyone was a little uncomfortable by it.
Okay. Oh, you didn't last long.
You didn't last long, or
your mouth really fast?
No.
Or you couldn't say hard?
No, it never. No, like kind of like. It was very good, so I couldn't tell her to stop. But I think that she finally realized that maybe he wasn't totally down with it.
Yeah.
So then it was back to the switcheroos.
Okay.
That's a great story. We forgot the ritual when Call Her Daddy has a guest on. You have to. Can you
please pull your dick out? Yeah. I've been, like, waiting to ask you.
No, come on. And I mean, you guys have heard it's not aesthetically pleasing when it's soft.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Was this a segue into my foreskin? Do you want me to just fucking say it?
Guys, this guy. I know. I'm so honest to God. I am so fucking excited to talk to you. The only reason. No, I'm just kidding. It's not the only reason you're here. But
have you not had a guy with foreskin before?
I have never seen an uncircumcised dick unless I've Googled it. And so the reason you're here is because of your dick.
Purposes, you can just flash it. You don't have to completely pull it out.
Send a pic. No, yeah, we're kidding.
Know, yeah, I mean, I just, no. It's
okay.
not. It's
okay.
not. A,
you're not comfortable pulling out your dick.
No,
no, I mean, no.
Okay, she's kidding. Totally she's kidding. She's
no,
kidding.
Would you, my producer.
Everybody get naked.
Would you whip out your cock in front of chicks when it was soft?
Well, okay, isn't that?
We'll throw up some porn.
Okay, so I actually had a buddy who did the ESPN Body magazine or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
When they posed naked,
who?
Joffrey Leupold. He's a fucking handsome guy. Too.
Okay,
he's a handsome fella, and I was like, damn, like, if I went to that, I'm 100% popping a Cialis before I go.
Oh, I can see that,
because I need at least some blood flow in there, because I don't need these guys like, oh
yeah,
shit.
What is,
like,
he working with?
Because if it's a little chilly, like, I'm a grower, not a shower,
and
I'll admit that.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's great to know.
Well, I don't got to carry it around all day. Just when I need it, it's like go gadget dick. Right? And it's like it's like an average.
Okay,
it's I'm not.
No, I love that. So, Sophia and I have some questions for you.
Sure.
One, just, okay, the uncircumcised thing.
Canadians typically don't get circumcised.
Right. Okay.
More so than maybe Americans.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of friends who are not circumcised. And I've heard it's better sexual pleasure for
that's
the guy.
What we heard. Oh, we heard for the girl. I don't think I don't think the girl would really even be able to tell.
Well,
so,
we used to joke around and call it, like, the French tickler and stuff. And, like,
Jesus Christ. Okay, so we have had a lot of people write in. Obviously mixed reviews. I've joked when I was younger and immature, I'm like, I wouldn't know what to do with that thing. But I have a question for you.
You chew on it like bubble gum.
That's what I figure. That's
just
usually,
like,
what I do to a dick.
Like, it's like beef turkey jerky.
Right. Just a little bit of extra meat. So what have you ever gotten a reaction from a girl being like, what do I do with that?
I've been with a couple girls that they say that I'm the first person they've ever been with who has not been circumcised.
Okay.
Do you like walk them through it?
It's no different. Like when it gets hard, it just kind of like rolls back.
Okay.
Some people, I mean, there's different types, right? Like, I mean, some people have longer than others.
What about vaginas, though?
Okay,
like, what about vagina flaps? Does it scare you if they're like super long? We need to know.
No, I don't know. I don't really discriminate. I like all shapes and sizes. I don't.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So like, if there's someone.
Okay. So do you guys have big lips, or is that like?
Well, we're gonna show you, Alex.
Here's another thing.
Yeah.
I mean, is it frowned upon in the female community to be like, oh, she's got huge lips? It's like they were born with huge lips. Like, who cares? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you can get surgery to trim them up,
right.
I think.
Yeah. So many girls write in that are really embarrassed and insecure about that.
Fuck that.
I know.
Okay.
Well, because some guys are dicks and they're like, holy shit, like she's got like roast beof. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what guys are into. I know some guys are obviously more into like the hot dog bun thing that you see in porn, which is totally.
So that's a humble brag that you don't have beef curtains.
No. I'm working with a hot. No, I'm just kidding. Let me look up some questions
for
we
any
have.
Of you ladies listening, and you have like beef curtains or roast beef. Don't be embarrassed. By
that's
that.
Great.
That's great.
Be yourself.
Yeah, my aunt says guys fucking love it. It's like extra meat. That's
right.
What she says.
Okay, I love your aunt.
I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Can I ask you how often are you fucking girls that are like squirters?
I've had a few in my day. I've never dated one.
Okay. We've had girls sometimes that say, like, they literally try not to come and, like, squirt sometimes because they're so embarrassed about it. What are your thoughts?
I mean, guys, as you can see, I'm not really embarrassed about anything.
Yeah.
I could see why some girls may.
Yeah.
I mean, they also might be having sex with a guy and squirting in front of them that has never experienced that or even seen that or heard of it.
Totally.
Now, with the internet these days, that's maybe a little bit unlikely that they've never at least heard or seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a girl in Vancouver and you know, she's been with a lot of guys and she has a nickname. We call her the Super Soaker.
Okay.
And she actually has a one bedroom apartment, but in the living room she has a Murphy bed. And on the Murphy bed is where
fucking
yeah,
incredible.
So she's got like she's like the female Batman.
Jesus
like,
Christ!
Like Wilford comes out and he's got the towel and shit.
I fucking love
it's like
that.
The Bat Cave.
That is amazing.
Well, at least she
come
like owns it.
Come into my cave.
Jeez, at least she owns it.
Come into my cum cave.
Oh my God, that's good. Do you have like a certain type? Like, do you have a certain type of girl? Or
no,
like,
I don't discriminate at all.
I know you don't discriminate, but like, is there a girl like? You know, that you're, like, more into? Like, do you like a certain color hair? Do you like a certain...
My last girlfriend was a blonde.
Okay. I don't know. Like, what kind of girl do you go for, like, at a bar? Like, personality-wise?
Oh, man, I'm 33 now. If I can't have a full-blown conversation with someone, like, I don't want to even... Like,
of course.
Yeah.
It's all mental stimulation first. Obviously, there's initial attraction.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I guess I'm... I don't know. Like, is it... Would you consider me shallow if, like, of course I love a beautiful woman?
No, no.
Absolutely not. How do you pick up a girl at a bar?
Yeah.
What's your move?
I don't know. Like, you can ask Grinnell. Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
I just kind of stand there. And,
yeah.
Like, I'm not really, like,
and
aggressive like I used to. Well, I mean, I would say I'm, like, a soft. I would say a hard 6.5. Would you say? Soft 7? Soft 7? No, I think
wait,
I'm a soft
I was
7. I got
like,
a big nose. I got, like, fairly big ears.
Well, we have to see the whole package, and then we can really
yeah, then we'll really.
Nah, my force drop me down to a -6.
No, earlier, that's good. We were talking about body count.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us? Hundreds?
No, I don't want to get into
okay,
that.
So let me ask you, because we always talk about on our podcast how we think it's, like, so annoying when girls, because that was, like, a joke. We don't actually
want to
know
would,
your body count.
I would
count.
Never really want
to. I think it's so annoying. It's like, girls, if you want to be lied to, ask a guy his body count. What the fuck is the point of girls asking? What do you say when a girl asks you that? Do you ever, like, tell her a number just to please
her? No, I mean,
her?
I just think it's like you're bragging about how many chicks you've had sex with. Like, I like. You know, I've experimented with plenty of women. I went through a phase where I played professional sports and I was single for like half of that time.
Right.
And yeah, I'm very, very.
I think it's an immature.
I don't put sex. I don't put sex on a pedestal. Some people do. Some people be like, oh my God, it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's, man, I got one life. Like, I'm gonna live it. How my brain
stick
operates.
It where you can. But have you? Okay, so have you ever had long term relationships?
Yeah, I just got out of a 3-year. We were off and on. I don't really want to get into that.
No,
I
no, you'll have to.
A lot of respect for her, and she's got a few kids, so I wouldn't want to, you know, talk on that.
Did you ever have one while you were playing hockey?
Yeah.
Did you ever cheat on any of your girlfriends?
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I mean, you could fucking guess. I mean,
It's all right.
I've been a bit of a dog and not proud of it. I mean, yeah, it's just,
we have to.
No, we're over here. We're like, you know what? Cheating fucking happens. Move forward with life.
Do guys that you've been with that are famous? Like, obviously, who's the pitcher?
I forget.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, what about him?
Is he upset that you're talking about you and him on here? Like, does that upset him?
Well, the biggest issue, I think, is everyone assumes every time I'm like, my ex, they're like, oh my God, it's him. And I'm like, I've dated people seriously
Alex
since.
Alex gets around. Never pin down who it is.
Is he a playboy?
No, she's saying I do. I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
So it's funny you say that. We were talking at the Yak. Is that the word?
Oh. Yeah,
the Yak at the Barstool Radio.
Yeah.
And I had... I hooked up with Bibi Jones.
Who the fuck is that?
She's a porn star.
Oh, okay.
She lived in Arizona. And she got with Rob Gronkowski as well. And you know how she took the picture with Rob and she posted it? I went through a phase. I think I was like 25 at the time. Like, oh, a porn star. Like, wow.
Right.
Amazing, right? Like, and so the radio station who would have her on, I would go on as well. And they hooked it up. So we went on a date. We obviously hooked up. She asked me to post a picture, and I was just like, whoa, like, no, not down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people knowing my personal business. Well, because I didn't post the picture, she was a little upset. She went on the radio station the next day to fucking tell the entire Arizona Valley.
Oh, wow.
Like, Phoenix, Scottsdale Valley, that I had a small hammer. I was bad in the rapper. And I'm like, biggest games of the season that night. My phone's blowing up from the radio station telling me to come on and defend myself. And I'm like, holy shit.
Can we ask you, like, what it was like to fuck a porn star?
It was very underwhelming.
Oh.
Very underwhelming. Her boy, so her phone was ringing the whole time, and it was just not a great experience. It was like she was there to, like, go on the radio the next day.
Her phone was ringing? Like, was she answering the phone?
She did a couple times.
She's like, babe, I'm mid-phone.
Some guys think that's hot if a girl answers and she has to, like, be quiet while she's getting railed.
I don't think, like, a porn star.
And guess who was calling?
Her
boyfriend.
Rob.
Who she went into the studio with the next day. I think she's got two or three kids with them now. It was just like, I think the team obviously knew because it was on the local radio station.
Right.
I think the general manager knew. And I mean, nothing really much you can say to me at that point because that's my personal life that someone tried to bring it on the radio. Like, I had no control over that.
Yeah, you can't get, like, in trouble for that.
Okay.
What?
I think we
got we're done?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have any quick questions you want to ask before we wrap up.
I was going to ask you if you've ever done a DP on a girl, but, you know, you don't have to answer.
Like double penetration.
Yeah, like two guys,
that's
one.
That's way too aggressive.
All right.
Are you really trying to get me fired or what?
I mean, you asked us, like, right off the bat if we had.
But we didn't answer it.
You've asked me a bunch of questions. Like, I wanted to ask you guys at least a few.
Oh, okay. But you have to go, I think.
You've
got bigger places to be.
For next time.
You have bigger places to be. But if you have any questions, you can ask one.
I'm going
to
ask one favor.
Yeah.
That you guys don't put any of this on Instagram or Twitter for like a minute clip. I'd rather they listen to the podcast and hear me speak throughout the entire course of the episode.
I was going to say, I don't really know when we're going to post this.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to worry about that. We won't post any videos.
Yeah.
You're good.
I feel like they need to listen in order to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want someone getting the wrong idea about me talking about, like, my dick.
No.
We're not here to make you look bad.
No. Trust. We only want to put ourselves on Instagram, let's be honest. Yeah. No one else is getting fucking any attention but us. No, but thank you so much for coming, guys.
We'll see you at the Christmas party.
Yeah,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
thank you
for coming.
Are we
going to get weird or what?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah, after we talked about
we
all
get
the
some
time.
Content.
Okay. Well, that is the interview.
Yes.
I wish he gave us a couple more sexual stories. Call her daddy style. But thank you,
Alex,
Biz Nasty.
You're just a little nasty.
I'm just a little horny over here. Guys, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. I hope you guys have a safe, awesome New Year. We miss you guys.
We will see you next year.
It'll
be
my
2019.
God. Guys, we are... I don't think we can express how excited we are for next year. This short year with you guys has been... unbelievable.
Yes.
We fucking
love
you
guys
so much
for everything.
And we can't wait for next year. Again, be safe, be a goddamn daddy, and get after it this New Year's. Bye, Daddy Gang.